Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AT Junkie podcast here on Audio Boo. I'm getting back into the swing of things, recording these podcasts for you. And I got to say, man, I need to get more comfortable talking to you guys. I've had a lot of time off. It's been pretty long time since I've done podcasts regularly. And I just need to get back into the swing of things. I tend to get a little nervous, you know. I don't know. It's just, I guess, the process of putting my thoughts together and kind of throwing them out there. So, you know, it's just going to take a little bit of time. So I hope you'll bear with me if I tend to stumble every now and then. You know, be kind. Don't kill me for it. Anyway, thanks very much for checking us out. Like I said, I want to tell you that our podcast, of course, has an official website. It is atjunkie.com. That is atjunkie.com. And on that website, you can help us out by hitting the Amazon link for anything that you want to purchase. You could purchase whatever we talk about here on the show. Or if you want to purchase anything else, you know, a movie, a DVD, whatever it is that you buy on Amazon, if you buy it using our link, it will actually help out the podcast. We'll, you know, get a little bit of a cut on that. And it won't cost you anything extra. It's just a way of referring people over to Amazon. And they hook us up a little bit because you're really hooking us up. So that's basically that. Also, we've got some very cool t-shirt designs on atjunkie.com. Some of them have Braille on them. Really, all of them have Braille on them at this point. And I want to thank you guys for hitting up those t-shirts because they are going very, very fast. Today is Tuesday, and I just got like the 7th shipment of shirts in. So I've had to like restock them. I think this is like the 7th time. It's either the 6th or 7th time. But people are loving the AT Junkie t-shirts. They're loving the Braille t-shirts. And I hope you will be one of those people. Just go to atjunkie.com and, like I said, help us out. Sizes available up to 4X, and very, very soon we'll probably be getting bigger sizes than that. We've had some requests for 5X, and we'll definitely do that. I know they're available, and, you know, so if you're interested in a 5X shirt, we will absolutely have it for you within the next couple of weeks. But right now they're all up to 4X, and you can purchase them at atjunkie.com. All right. Today, what I wanted to do is talk a little bit about rehabilitation. You know, your blindness rehab specialists, your commission counselors, your rehab counselors. Depending on what state you live in, the organization that handles blindness rehab or commission for the blind, they're called something different. You know, some states have it as a commission for the blind. Some states have it as Department of Rehab Services. Other states have it, like Michigan, for example, has a more archaic, and I really hate the name in Michigan, by the way. You would think that, you know, the state with one of the oldest university training programs in the country, really in the world, the oldest program is Western Michigan University, and you would think Michigan would have a better name. They recently changed it to Bureau of Services for Blind Persons. And it just sounds, I don't know, I don't like that name. I just don't. Some of the people that work for that agency, though, are very cool. And I like them quite a bit. Even some of their former employees who I've managed to become friends with recently. Just a lot of really cool people that have come out of Michigan. And, you know, they provide great services there. So where was I? Yes, the Commission for the Blind / Rehab Agencies. You know, as a rehab specialist, and that's what I do full time. I'm a tech specialist for a state agency, and you know what I hear a lot is people have pretty significant complaints with our agencies for the blind. You know, you've got people that just are unhappy with the way their counselor is handling their case. Either it's not moving quickly enough, or they go to these meetings and the counselor doesn't have a job for them. Well, you know, that's mistake number one. These agencies don't have like a pool of jobs where they can just throw you in a job when you go there. Like, you know, they don't have jobs waiting for people. It's actually your responsibility and my responsibility as a blind guy. I mean, I've been blind since birth. It was my responsibility to take charge of my rehab and the rehab process. So when I went for services in New York, for example, there were times when I had a pretty bad experience in the beginning. I had a counselor that was basically ready to retire. They were sort of phoning it in. And what, you know, it just wasn't a very good experience for me. And because I didn't know what my rights were, because I didn't know how the process worked, it was very difficult for me to be successful. And I did not find a job that first, you know, time interacting with the agency. But what ended up happening was, you know, I did quit. I didn't want to, you know, be served by the agency anymore. And I took some time off, tried to run a small business on my own. It worked out okay for a while, but I inevitably went back to the Commission for the Blind, and I met a completely different counselor who was an amazing, and is still, I know him still, even though I'm not his consumer, I know him still, an amazing human being, all right? So, you know, with that said, there are some fantastic people that work for these agencies. You know, having a bad experience is normal. You know, not everyone is perfect. Not everyone is conscientious. And unfortunately, not everyone believes that blind people can be independent and can be successful. Not anybody, you know, not everybody believes that. I do believe that. I believe in us. I believe in what we can do. I believe in the power of being a consumer and knowing your rights. And that's what this counselor did for me. He explained to me, step by step, the rehab process, how it works when you first go in, what you should know, what you should expect, what you should not expect. Part of what he told me was that there is, each agency has a person called a client assistance program coordinator. And what those people do is if you have an issue with your counselor, or if you disagree with a decision that is made on your case, those people are there to kind of help you and help come to a resolution that everyone can agree on. So they're not really lawyers. Like, you're not suing the agency. You're not doing all that type of stuff. What you're doing is you're working with a client assistance program person who's going to be like an advocate for you. They're going to tell you what your rights are. They're going to try to be a go-between you and the counselor, or you and the supervisor of the counselor, and try to find a resolution to your issue that is going to be acceptable on all sides, you know. Sometimes they will find that your counselor made a mistake. Other times they will find that the consumer, you, are being maybe a little bit unreasonable, and maybe you need to rethink some of the goals that you have and how you're going to approach those goals. So, you know, there's a lot involved with that. But anyway, the point to this whole thing is that your rehabilitation, you getting a job, for the most part, 90% of it, 95% of it, depends on you and how you go about getting through the process. It's about what steps you're taking to look for that awesome job. It's, you know, how you interact with the different people that you come in contact with, you know, in an effort to help you find that awesome job. And those are things that really weren't explained to me in the very beginning, because the counselor that I had just clearly wasn't a conscientious person, didn't feel that there was a need to explain all that, and just kind of threw me in this, you know, program where I was, you know, being taught typing, even though I typed 65 words a minute. You know, I was clocked at 65 words a minute, yet they still wanted to put me into a typing class. And I later found out that the reason that was is because the agency was getting, you know, paid per successful closure. So if I can type 65 words a minute, I'm obviously going to succeed. And it was just a bad thing that happened. So, you know, we didn't fight that too hard because I was more interested in getting a job and more interested in moving forward. And this counselor was going to help me move forward. And he did help me move forward. He was very instrumental in helping me get that first job, that first real job. You know, I'd always had little part-time jobs, volunteer jobs, things like that. But that first real job came because a commission counselor was actually conscientious and hardworking and was able to get me to that level where I could compete for a job and get it, and I did. And then since then, I've competed for the job that I have now, working for the state as a tech specialist, a, you know, rehab specialist. And I'm in the process of looking for other jobs around the country. I'm very mobile, so I'm able to move. And I've had some really good experiences interviewing lately. And we'll talk more about those. Like I've said, we'll talk more about that stuff on future podcasts because I'm having a really good time interviewing for jobs. Even though I've already got one, you know, the time has come for me to step up and do some good stuff and, you know, hopefully benefit our community, with what I do. So I'm very passionate about that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're going to be hearing a lot of passion come out of me when I talk about blindness rehab, when I talk about our abilities, you know, you're going to hear all that stuff come out. So, this podcast isn't going to just be a gadgets and gizmos type of, you know, podcast. It's all going to be, you know, based on everything that's going on in the world of blindness and low vision, just like it always was. So there you go. Anyhow, so my message to you today, and if, you know, hopefully, you guys will take something out of this, and that is that, you know, you should definitely take the bull by the horns, and the responsibility for your rehabilitation should fall on you. There's always going to be, you know, bumps in the road. There's always going to be some problems here and there, but you have to be confident and assertive enough to be able to get it, you know, done the right way. And not everything is an argument. Not everything should be a fight. But I completely understand how some people, you know, we've got really good employees in the rehab field. We've got really good people working here. We've also got some bags of trash, all right? And that's, there's no easier way to put that. There's no way to make it, you know, sugary and sweet. The bottom line is we've got some god-awful people in this field as well. And I guess people will say that comes in any field. But my opinion is when you have an unemployment rate that's as high as what we have here, and it's like 70 to 73%, depending on, you know, what numbers you look at, we do really have some awful people working in this field. And I it just bugs me. And I hear you guys that are complaining. I know people are probably like yelling at their iPods right now or whatever you're listening to this with. I'm not taking their side. I think there's definitely a happy, you know, medium or happy middle ground somewhere. And anyway, so that's basically it. I want to thank you guys for checking out the AT Junkie Show. Again, atjunkie.com is our official website. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Post links to the show. Share it. Tell your friends. Buy a t-shirt. Whatever it is you want to do to help us out, please do something. And, you know, stay strong. And we'll be talking about some other cool stuff in the next few weeks. I think I've got a good show on Apple TV, which is one of the most underrated products that Apple has. So we'll be showing you Apple TV and talking to you about it a little bit. I've got some cool interviews coming up. And, you know, stay tuned and we'll throw up some more podcasts, okay? I love you guys. Thank you very much for checking us out. Have a great, great week. See ya.